Right, this morning, the afternoon, we will round up the series we started, our diary of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4, quickly. Pay attention now. The word working with is the word sunergo, S-U-N-E-R-G-O in the Greek. It's the same word in Romans 8:29. The Lord working with. Romans 8:29, all things work together, same word, for good. 2 Corinthians 6:1, we are workers together with. James 2:20, it means alongside or to assist. So the Lord working with, the word, working with and confirming the word. So now, is there two things or one and the same? You just answer. Look at it now before you respond. Two things that we have to end. Is the word there a conjunction or an explanation? Excellent. So the word, the Lord working with the message, working with and confirming the message. Hallelujah. You know, who gave them the message? He did. Whose message? It's his message. Going to all the way to the gospel, Mark 16:15. So he says, just like we read Hebrews 2:4, he's now bearing witness, synep material. That is, alongside the preaching, you now have what? Signs. You have wonders. You have diverse miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost. Same thing, Mark 16:20. Alongside the preaching, the Lord now confirms it with what? Signs following. Are you there? Are you there? So, signs accompany the gospel. So, many signs accompany the gospel. Do not forget, signs is not the gospel. But signs and wonders accompany the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Signs and wonders do not accompany motivational speaking. Or, signs and wonders with the gospel. Why? Because the gospel says Jesus is alive. So if the gospel says Jesus is alive, and we know that God bore witness with Jesus of Nazareth, Acts 2:22, with signs, wonders, and miracles among the Jews, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power went about doing good. And you tell me he's alive? He's alive. He's alive. Yeah, good stuff. He's alive. But the Lord adding to your preaching signs. That means a proof, an indication that he's alive. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus was around the four gospels, he didn't just preach. He preached from the scriptures. He also showed signs and wonders. So if he is alive, he must do what he did. Am I making sense? He must do what he did. He's alive. He's not alive in just our imaginations. He's alive in reality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's alive in reality. Glory to his name. I said he's alive. You didn't hear that. He's alive. So it's not a, when we read that Bible, it's not a storybook. It's a diary of signs and wonders. We see what belongs to us. Our family album. Are you there? He is alive today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I need to say this, and I have a witness to say this. See, you don't outgrow miracles. No, you don't outgrow miracles. Neither should you get used to miracles and think, well, I don't need any now. No, You are backsliding. You don't outgrow miracles. Miracles don't have a timeline in any believer's life. No, they don't. No. Quieten your mind and think that you only have to see miracles before you grow spiritually. It's a lie of the devil. You mustn't take it. Miracles belong to you yesterday, today, and forever. If you were healed in your primary school, you can be healed now. You can be healed 60 years from now. Miracles don't belong to your past. Miracles didn't happen because you were younger in the faith. Miracles do not happen to just show you there's God. Miracles happen because of the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is, and what He has done, and what He's doing now. You must never allow your mind to be clouded with a lot of things you have read. You have read things, you've heard things, and then somewhere in your mind, your subconscious, you've accepted to live in the natural without the supernatural. You have to reject that thought. Know that I have a life of miracles. I have a day of miracles. I have a year of miracles. I have a lifetime of miracles. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. No. Let not that experience becloud your judgment. Let not that thought arise again in your heart. No. Quieten that storm. For a miracle will make you forget that mistake. A miracle will swallow that bad experience you had last year. A miracle will swallow it together. And you won't have to consider that experience anymore. Miracles are not in your past. Miracles are in your present. Miracles are in your future. Praise God. No matter what anybody has read or have said, and no matter what anybody is saying, the Bible is true. The Bible is true. I believe it, and that settles it. I believe it, and that settles it. All things are possible. I believe. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's just three. Come on, let's go further. So, the Lord walking with the message. Who believes the message here? I believe the message. He says, go on to the wall and preach the gospel. This sign shall follow them that believe. You know what he says? This sign shall follow when you believe. So you don't use faith anymore on this one. This sign shall follow them that believe. How many times you believe? How many times you believe? From that point that you believe the gospel, you become them that believe. Not them that keep believing. Praise God. It is that this sign shall follow you when you believe. So he's saying, so we can say, this sign shall follow the believers. I'm a believer. Signs and wonders, they follow me. Look at those signs. Say, in my name, they'll cast out devils. Glory to his name. In my name, they'll cast out devils. A fellow spoke with Facebook second week in January. And he said he had this mother-in-law who had maggots come out of her body. So she's been at home and stuff like that, you know. And I said, you know, put your hands on her. We were chatting. So put your hands on her. Said, I want one of your pastors to come. If you cannot come, I said, there's no need. He didn't say, in my name, when you are with them. Hallelujah. Said, put your hands on her. And I said, I sense a demon in your home. And that demon is intellectual. So what do you mean, sir? The demon explains medically to you what is going on. And you accept it. It's an intellectual demon. Yeah, you know, it's, what that means that there is a particular secretion, that there's a nerve that is broken down. Then it now, there's an intrusion, you know, it's explaining a demonic activity. I said, put your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, You demon, get out of our body. Now. That's all. She had never walked. She hadn't gotten up from the bed in weeks. She said she got up. Hallelujah. The guy is stunned. She got up. She said, thank you, sir. I said, no, you laid hands. I didn't. I wasn't there. I only taught you to use your authority. It wasn't my authority. It was your authority. I only told you how to use your authority. Praise God. Hallelujah. When last you lay hands on the sick? Lay hands in the name of Jesus. But you also say, it is well. So says, it is well. It is well with you. Somebody is sick, you say, it is well with you. I don't understand. Is it a borehole? Hallelujah. Well, as you cast out a demon, say, in the name of Jesus, come out. Say, demon? I just finished membership class. Okay. Where do you get to heaven? Authorities now. Praise God. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. So Hebrews 2 4 says signs and wonders and diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 10. We said last week that God put miracles as a gift in the spirit and in the church. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 10. 1 Corinthians 12, 28 and 30. Miracle. Now remember, what is the Greek word for miracle? Power. Remember? Miracle means power that is worked out. Dunamis is the same word. Someone say dunamis? Say like you mean say dunamis? That's what a miracle is. Power is just. A miracle is not a mystery. A miracle is not magic. A miracle is not mysterious. A miracle is power. Know what it is? Romans 1:6 says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the dunamis of God. Hallelujah. So if I believed in the gospel, I already believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of God. See, I believe in the power of God. So if I believe in the gospel, because gospel, the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16. Know what it is? The gospel is the power of God. If I believe that I've been saved by the power of God, then I should have no problem believing or knowing that I have access to the power of God. I do. Romans 1:16. Watch this again. Ephesians 1:19. Says the exceeding greatness of his power towards Jesus. Is that what it is? Towards angels? Towards us that believe. Praise God. I believe in the gospel, the power of God. There's the exceeding greatness of his power towards me, I believe. Ephesians 3:20. Unto him that is able, now unto him. That is able to do exceeding abundantly above whatever we ask or think, according to what? The power that works in us. Same letter. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. There's no time anybody is told to pray God to handle Satan for you. That's a prayer of unbelief. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might that you are able to withstand the devil yourself. Hallelujah. Say, I can withstand the devil myself. You don't say like you mean it. Say, I can withstand the devil myself. I have all it takes to run the devil mad. Praise God. One time I was in one service and man, he was prophesying to the church. And he spoke in tongues for a long time. So we were expecting a long interpretation of tongues. So we're all waiting. The man just stopped and said, Satan, you're crazy. I like that interpretation. There's no better interpretation that edifies the body of Christ than to know that Satan is actually crazy. Praise God. So say, yeah. Yeah. Because in our prophecy, we must always talk about what Jesus has done to the devil. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can withstand the devil myself. So don't wake up, you have a bad dream, say, just your pastor's number. I will cut the call. Someone goes and says, sir, I want to know whether I can travel or not. I say, get out of my phone. You see, I pastor you, I teach you every Sunday, so you can ask me when to eat and when to. Do I look like a false prophet to you? You are the devil yourself. In fact, the way I do it is, say there's a devil there. I say, go inside now. Now. Go in now. Sir? Now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Years ago, we were having a, I was to do my dad's burial. My dad was a king. So I was doing all sorts of stuff. I won't tell you what they were. But then there's a particular call from my town. They came and said, well, they were going to make it. I was actually giving people money, you know, normal ceremonial stuff. I was his only son, you know, so I was doing all that. So then I came with a threat. So they were going to make rain destabilize the entire barrier. I said, I won't give you a dime for that. And I'll give them money. I said, that one is easy. Go and make it happen. Let's see. Chase it. So I called folks to church. Say, except you are bastards. I will not pray. You will pray. You will make sure there is no rain. I've already told them to try their best. Say, and we had it. Remember, it rained the day before, right? It rained as we're through. But it never rained. You were there. It never rained. I said, you want to threaten me with rain? Jazz. Say, go and try it. I won't do anything. They will do something about it. Hallelujah. That's the least thing. Okay, what do we now do now? Go and look for Psalms. Let's put them. We're strong. Praise God. I've got the power of God. I've got the power of God. Hallelujah. We were going. I saw so giants, imagine. Maybe I'm taking too much sugar. Hallelujah. If you see the devil in your dream, that's a good dream. Hallelujah. That's not a bad dream. Praise God. That can't be a bad dream. Praise God. What if you see the devil chasing you in a dream? That can't be you. The devil is only expressing his desire. Hallelujah. How can it be you? That can't be you. Praise God. You got the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are seated. He is running. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you don't think that's a dream. How many times have you dreamt that you won the elections in Nigeria? So you just had a dream. That's just the devil's desire. Praise God. I'm what he says I am. I have what he says I have. Praise God. Love of teaching by Brother Higgins years ago, showed down with the devil. I love the teaching so much. Hallelujah. You give the devil red eye. Some of you like talking about the devil. No, we're not glorifying the devil. We're just having fun talking about him. Praise God. You know, to talk to the devil and the keyboard is going, oh, Satan. Satan said, Makasa. The devil, mama. We say Satan and we laugh. Hallelujah. The sick. Satan, demon, incubus, and succubus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Are you there? We have power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul's going to 4:20. Are you there? Paul is speaking here in Corinth. He says, for the kingdom of God, start from 4:19. When I come, and I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will,
Paul is speaking here. And will know not the speech of them that are puffed up, but the power. Let's take verse 20 together. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So I say in power. Hallelujah. Say in power.
Kingdom of God is in power. You can't claim to be a king. I have no power to you. Say, well, it's a future power. That means you're a king elect. Even king elect have power, I think. You know, you're not a king elect. We're actually in Christ now. Hallelujah. We're not going to be in Christ in the future. We're in Christ now. Say, I'm in Christ now.
Say like this, I'm in Christ now.
Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive ability after with the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So there's just ability all around us. There's just power all around us. James 5:16 says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That word availeth much is from another Greek word for power. I-S-C-H-U-O. It's sure it's a verb. Active power. A display of strength. So when we pray, power is made available. See, when I pray, power is made available. Praise the Lord. Amen. Christianity has power. You have power. The believer has power. We do have power. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost. Acts 10:38. And went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. You don't deal with Satan just by knowledge. You deal with Satan by power. Not just by knowing, but it's an exercise of power. For example, when you pray, you make power available. When you preach the gospel, lay hands on the sick, you make power available. Not just by knowing, you actually exercise it. Hallelujah. Still out there? Are you still out there? You exercise it. So, signs and wonders. You remove that from Christianity, then you have an empty story. You have an empty story. Look at the book of the four Gospels. The four Gospels. Praise God. Luke's Gospel 1:37. The four Gospels. Jesus was born. When I say Jesus, I'm going to say born, I mean the incarnation. Miraculous. Luke's Gospel 1:37. He says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's what the King James says, but the original Greek says, no word of God lacks the power to do what it talks about. No word of God lacks ability. That's why, what was the response of Mary? Be it unto me according to your word. Because that's exactly what the angel said. No word of God lacks ability. The word of God doesn't look for power. The word of God has inherent ability to do what it says. I'm what it says I am. I thought you heard me. I can do what it says I can do. Nothing that comes from God lacks ability. No word of God lacks power. Notice what he says in 35, Luke's Gospel 1. He says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. So he said, how is that going to happen? You expect, oh my God, you've heard the word of God now. Then how is it going to happen? Maybe there will be an experience. Maybe I'll go under water. And then he said, whatever God has said has the ability. The minute you heard that, what you heard has the ability in itself. God's word is. Hallelujah. You know, because the angel said, the power of the Lord shall overshadow you. He said, well, how can this thing be? He said, listen, no word of God lack the ability. That is, the power is inherent. You know, when you want to do something, you say, maybe you're in your office. Then you say, I want this car moved. Then somebody comes and moves the car. The word of God is not like that. In what he said is the ability that moves the car. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God has that ability to do what it talks about. I'm born of the word. I'm born of the word. So Jesus functioned in that authority. He functioned in that same authority. In John chapter 2, let's observe miracles quickly, because we're talking about miracles. In John chapter, and I'm not doing any dissection over you. I just want us to see it in John chapter 2. He goes to a party. We saw that last week. A party. Don't say a party. When I read the word feast, wedding feast is not a spiritual feast. Don't think it's Pentecost or Tabernacles. A wedding feast. And those who are having the wedding will call entertainers. It's a party. Someone say party. Don't say party, say party. So Jesus went partying. That's what it means. The Son of God. You thought all he was. I am he. He went to a party. A real party. And interestingly, those who were at the party were not his disciples. So he wasn't doing follow-up. Hallelujah. So you thank you, Pastor. You are such a blessing. I've been trying to tell my Zona pastor about myself today. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. You know, that's the way people take what you say. And then I say, it has been on my heart for long. Praise the Lord. All right now. So he goes for the body, and then what happens? The wine finishes. The wine during communion, don't get a mistake, it's not the wine for communion. Even if it were to be, the wine finished. Praise God. At the party. You know, you could just walk away and say, well, after all, it's not a crusade. And not a love feast for believers. So if the wife finishes, you just step away. And after the wine finished, I thought Jesus' mother would have told them, brethren, it's a very difficult situation. There's a spirit that wants to destroy the destiny of the bride. How can wine finish on your glorious day? There's something wrong somewhere. But I guess he's not African. If an African man has overgrown hair, say, what's in my hair? Jesus, who did I offend? You know, we see something everywhere. Who is the bride? Come. Who is the groom? Begin to pray. Every spirit of wine finished. She just called Jesus. And Jesus said, all right, fill the water pot. Well, sometimes when wine is done, you take pure water. They are unbelievers. When they were filling the water pot, they were not saying, I believe, I receive, I believe, I receive, I believe, I receive, I believe, I receive. Now, in the name of Jesus. They just feel the water. They say, you are the word of the beginning. They didn't think of that. They say, oh, do something marvelous in our eyes. No, they just feel the water. And he says, then Jesus told them, there are four steps you are going to do. Number one, run around the water. Number two, jump on it. You'll break it. He just said, draw water. Praise God. And there was wine. Hallelujah. There was wine. And the Bible says in John 2:11, this was the beginning of the miracles. Did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, I preached a sermon on this one before, the beginning of miracles, and manifested forth his glory. Hallelujah. We have the glory of God today. Do you see that? These were not Christians. They were not speaking in tongues. They were not fasting. It's good to speak in tongues, we fast. But that's not the reason why this happened. Hallelujah. We serve a God of miracles. And our Father is that God. Hallelujah. I said we serve a God of miracles. And that God is our Father. Hallelujah. You know, some of us in our mind, we don't even agree that he's our Father. We don't agree. Because if you know he's your Father, there are some thoughts that won't cross your mind. See what he did to those that were not his children. We read last week how the Jews, they kept not believing. He kept giving them signs and wonders. They kept not believing for 40 years. They had a diary of 40 years of miracles and 40 years of unbelief. But they had miracles, signs and wonders. They didn't say, oh, they were not men of faith. But I told you last week, they knew how to what? You see. Praise God. Are you learning something? John 2. We read John 2 now. Luke 5. Jesus goes to a man by the name of Peter who had a boat, and he was fishing. Nothing was coming. And then Jesus said to him in verse 4, Luke 5, he launched out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. And Simon asked and said unto the master, we have toiled all night and I have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at that word, I let down the net. Did you notice that God's power does not stop you from stating the facts? Mary stated the facts. At the wedding, they stated the facts. She said, we toiled all night. Don't say we toiled. We have believed all night. They said, we've toiled all night. Man, I walked. There was a time I told the Lord, I said, you know what? If I knew someone else more powerful than you, I would serve him. He wasn't angry. See, God is the only one you talk back to and doesn't slap your face. No, you know, in our region, talk back to someone. The way they look, I said, no, I was joking. You know, when you talk to God, I say, God, Lord, and Jesus demonstrated that. The man said, I believe, help my unbelief. You just poured the power of God. Why did you say that? See, he just said, we have toiled all night. I've been doing this business for 10 years. Don't say me. See, I've been enjoying his business. How would you get a miracle if you have been enjoying it? He said, we've fought all night. Nobody came to you and said, Lord, we are healed. I guess the first of all said they were sick. Come on, are you there? Come on, Lord, listen to what I'm saying. Praise God. And then he said, Lord, we know you. In Genesis, you are the seed. Leviticus, you are the offering. They were not doing exegesis for who he was. So we're told all night, nevertheless, at your word. There was no revelation of scripture. Man, see inside. At thy insight. He just said, launch here. And they did. And there was a great drought. See what Peter said afterward. Luke 5. I thought Peter was saying verse 8. How great thou art. And you know, I'll give a testimony. Some of us go, "Man, Moses Abraham. Hallelujah. You know, as Jesus was, I knew somewhere he was coming. As he came, I said, Lord, say to me, let down your net. He said, depart from me, for I am a sinner. I'm a sinful man. That word in the Greek is bad. Amatolos is terrible. It's like, I'm a rebellious. I can't do anything right. Oh, Lord. He said all that. And look, what did Jesus tell him? Fear not. From henceforth, you shall catch men. Hallelujah. Are you there? So the guy wasn't in, he wasn't, when he cast the net out, he wasn't exactly releasing faith-filled words. He just wanted to receive. If anyone had told him the same thing, he would have done it. You know, in John 5, that guy said, they asked him, who healed you? He said, I don't know the man. He wasn't a member of Saints Community Church. He didn't listen to any Saints on Living Word Media. He just said, I just heard a man say, and I thought, he's good. So they now look for Joe, that's the man. And the beautiful gate, the man expected to receive something. And that was all. He didn't say, I lambano, pistis lambano, dunamis. He just was ready. Praise God. Sometimes we get our head. The more we know God's word, sometimes we are not careful. You begin to see God in a complicated way. If you are not careful, you think all we are learning is so that we can approach Him. The length of what we know is the length of how we approach God. No, no, no. We have come to Him already. Hallelujah. You think that He becomes, and then the unsaved man. There was this song I sang in this series we did in 2006, Prayer and Things. I always like to sing that song. It's not my two-face. Idivia. There's a two-face. I didn't say brother two-face. I just said two-face. I forgot. That song is, I like the song. You remember the song? I sang it in a series. You should remember that. Sorry, I want to remember the song. Eh? It's not African queen, but in this one. Edumare blessing, yes. I like that song. Because he just said, God bless. You have 16 keys. The unbeliever is saying, God bless him. And he has something. The believer is saying, 16 keys. I mean, you know, just what I'm going to be an unbeliever for? I won't need all those keys. You get the church? I mean, an unsaved man receives miracles. A believer is told to seven keys, 21 doors in one house. Hallelujah. I know how to receive. I know how to receive. In the name of Jesus, I receive miracles. Praise God. So we don't just know how to walk miracles, we also know how to receive miracles. You know you can know how to heal the sick and you don't know how to receive healing. I'm telling you that. You can know how to heal the sick and you don't know how to receive healing. I know both. Praise God. And I walk in both. Hallelujah. I know how to minister power. I know how to receive from power. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. You know, I was in a minister's conference some years ago, and I gave an altar call to minister to people, and virtually everybody came up. Pastors. And I laid hands on them. Everybody. You should not do any minister's meeting. Don't be silly. Whose ego are you trying to protect? You need a miracle, you're protecting ego. You need two miracles. Humility and the miracle itself. I know how to receive. I know how to receive on Monday. I know how to receive on Tuesday. On Wednesday. On Thursday. On Friday. On Saturday. And on Sunday. Glory to God. I know how to receive from anyone. the power of God. Hallelujah. Are you following this?
So Jesus, you know, in John 12. Did I say John 12? Yep. Okay. Matthew 17 first, then we'll go to John 12. Matthew 17. Peter, James, and John did not know anything about charismata, and they saw visions. They did. They saw visions. In verse 9, Jesus said, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. They thought, in fact, the funny thing about those guys was they displayed so much profound docility or profundity. Permit my grammar. They were sleeping. You would have imagined that, oh, if you're with Jesus, you will not sleep for the rest of your life. These guys used to sleep a lot when they were with Jesus. You know, they just sleep up. The Lord is teaching them. You know, you think, I want to be with Him all the time. He's God in the flesh. You can't always be faithful, but He is always faithful. Praise God. And they are sleeping. He said, let's go pray. He told them to go and pray. And they said, ah. He told everybody on their Facebook, going to pray with Jesus. They off Facebook for 1 week. I want to pray with Jesus. And they go to the mountain. Jesus said, in Jesus' name. Have He started praying? There you go. Lord, lift me up and make me stand. And they are sleeping. Imagine you are sleeping and then you open your eyes and you see a vision. They were not praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were not fasting. Those guys. They didn't just see something. They recognized what they saw. Ah, hallelujah. Without the Holy Ghost in them. We walk in power. Are you hearing this? Walking. Sometimes we make believers using brethren. You need the touch of the Holy Spirit. Intimacy. I don't know where they got that word from. Intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Touch of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. These guys was hallelujah. And we're in the Spirit now. How much more? How much more? Are you there? Are you learning something? Look at John 12. John 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But it's because they were disciples. We'll see one now. John 12, verse 28. Jesus is talking. And these were people who were not His disciples. It was a mixed multitude, His disciples and other people. And say, and in verse 28, Father, glorify Thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it, I will glorify it again. Let's take verse 29 together. The people therefore that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spoke to him. Look at verse 30. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake.
These are not born again men. They heard it. They heard it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I expect divine encounters. The power of God in demonstration. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying here? They heard it. They did. They heard it. So I said, I've never in my life, maybe you are getting too technical. Then you can get very technical. You begin to scrutinize. Was that God? Me or God's? For it to be God, it has to be God. For it to me, it has to be me. And then God spoke to you. Praise God. These guys heard it. They are unbelievers.
him for their sakes. Hallelujah. In Matthew 2, wise men from the east. From the east. Not Enugu. That can be a revelation from Enugu. Okay, do you know that Donald Trump is in the Bible? The Bible calls the last Trump. I heard that, I felt. And the person was serious. It's the last Trump. Where were we now? Matthew 2. Stars. Do you know God was talking to the men from the east? God was talking to them. And I was fasting years ago. Have I ever told you the year before? I won't tell you. You must have mentioned it somewhere. A God wipe out memory. So you don't remember. And I was praying, God, are you? Terrible things. And I was just in the meeting. After I fasted and slowed down, I was in the meeting. That was all. The very first time I heard the voice of God, clearly, it was close your eyes. Can you imagine? Close your eyes. Because I was looking around. To and fro, looking for room to devour. Close your eyes. And what an experience. Hallelujah. And I wasn't doing anything. I expect the power of God. Hallelujah. Are you following this? Okay, good. Jesus multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish for those who were in the prayer department. Was that what it is? Say, you see this bread? And the fish. Will have to supplicate. You know the meaning of the word? This is very good. So, hold your neighbor. Father! I'm going to give you 18 prayer points. No, we have 5 loaves, 2 fish. Okay, the loaf will do 20 prayer points. On the fish, it goes to 10. Father, you know what I'm saying? Father, Lord Jesus, sorry, Father. Who's Father, Lord Jesus? Father, Mother, we say, Lord. They didn't even know what he was about to do. But they all knew how to eat it. I think I like that. I know how to enjoy miracles. Nobody said, where they get the bread from? You better eat and be. I can't eat nothing. He said, be careful. You know this man. You know the way he was born. You don't know how he was born. Where did he get his bread from? Are you sure it's normal bread? See the bread. See the white part. Brother. He sees. That's no bone. How can someone have fish with no bone? Is it oily? Bible says they all ate till they were full. I know how to enjoy the power of God. Glory to his name. I said glory to his name. Hallelujah. Don't get too intellectual for the power of God. Don't start to reason. Bread. Was there a bakery in this desert? How will it have happened? Why is it so much? But how? What's the reason? Why can't God just say you should go and buy bread? You know? Let's face the facts here. You know, and you are reasoning through and you're hungry. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why are they called miracles? Because they are not logical. You know what we said? A miracle is a supernatural intervention in natural course of things. I walk in that. Oh, you say like miracle. I walk in that. in the name of Jesus.
You know, we said the other time, we said, God, why does some things just happen as signs? They're just signs. It's not that, what is the edification this one will bring? It's just a sign. Hallelujah. That's all to it. It's just a sign. Hallelujah. Just a sign. Glory to God. Woo! Just a sign. Peter said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. He said, not on your life. To come. You want to come. You. The last time you were on water, I said, you're a sinner. He said, come. Lord, if it be you. You know, he wasn't speaking from a confident point. He said, if it be you. I want to know. He said, come. Many folks have used Gideon's example to teach extremes. That you can't ask God for something like a sign. Peter just did. Hallelujah. Peter just did. And then he goes on the water. He begins to walk. Why did Peter walk on water? It was just a sign. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It was just a sign. Some kids in Tunisia, I was told Indonesia as well, but I know the one in Tunisia. I learned the oldest was about 12, the eldest, and they were going to do evangelism. And they got to a point, there was a very large river. And then they told themselves, Jesus walked on water. And they held their hands, brothers and sisters, and they walked on it. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Did you ask that question? Did you just ask that question? Did it come up in your mind? I just read to you that Peter did. Peter! Many of us forgot Peter actually walked on water. He didn't just get to the end. But he walked. Have you walked before? He did. When he began to doubt, he did not sink. He didn't, you know, normally, if it's either you are above it or you are under it. You know, he didn't go down. He was going down gradually. That's a miracle on his own, in his own belief. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, I've been in water experience before, once. I know you just go, boom. But he didn't go, boom. He went, boom, boom, boom. And the Bible says, Jesus immediately got to him and rescued him. I said, why did you doubt? I thought he would say, Peter, from afar, why did you doubt? Oh. Peter killed me. He didn't do that, praise God. Because the same power that made him walk was able to get to him quickly so that he would not die. Hallelujah. Even when you make a mistake, there's still power to rescue you. Hallelujah. Do you know, all Peter said was, Lord, help. He didn't say, I come to you in the name of Joseph, your father. He just said, help. His prayer was just help. He didn't say, I have come again. Father, I have come. Holy Ghost, come and take control. No, he didn't bother us. Psych Jesus, Father God, I my man. Father God, you said for me. He just said, Lord, help! And there was help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know how to receive from the power of God. Are you listening to what we're saying? Glory to God. Have you ever prayed for non-Christians before and they received miracles? You wonder why? Because miracles are free. Have you wondered why? And sometimes, after they receive miracles, they don't get saved. You say, I'll think about it. Have you had that experience before? You say, I'll think about it. I was in the crusade that year, and this woman's daughter, she was crippled, she began to walk. And the woman told us, you know, I learned a lesson that day. Even though I'd known this,
She said, oh, no, do I'm a Muslim, a committed Muslim, but I can see the power of God is here. God is the same everywhere.
But she's lying. I can say in the mosque
and say, Allahu Akbar, looking for a miracle, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ will respond.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, He gives unto all men liberally, He doesn't look for fault. You think every time you must say, ah, you've not followed the protocol, you didn't call the name of Jesus, you didn't say, you didn't even start with speaking in tongues.
Did you give thanks? You didn't give thanks. You didn't confess who you are.
You didn't do that. You didn't confess faith. You did not quote how many scriptures?
You can't even quote.
Miracles are free. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I just said? I received a miracle.
How can getting born again reduce the length of the number of miracles that you see?
I see more. I want more. Praise God.
The pastor told me this. He said, you can't live in Nigeria and not believe in miracles. I agree with him.
Say, this country, you can't live here and not believe in miracles. You agree with him?
I do.
Talking to the pastor who comes to Nigeria, I said, you know, I have to take so many vaccinations.
Say for what?
You know, is that, he mentioned things in this country. I said, hey, is he here?
Hallelujah.
I was talking to the missionary. They were giving a testimony. He said, brethren, I was in that house. We were going out as I saw a mosquito. I began to pray in tongues. I'm telling you, he wasn't joking. Then the other missionary said, wow, how did you go about it? I prayed in tongues, Lord Jesus. You know, until he killed the mosquito. I killed it. Glory to God.
I wondered, what are you talking about?
In my boarding house. We'll wait for mosquitoes to land on our bodies. We'll kill it so that we'll know the texture of our blood. I remember one time we're having prayer class and we killed mosquitoes. I can see. Said, your blood is so thick the mosquito disappeared in it. He said, so that's my blood. We were saying that in the body. This body is praying in tongues. Hallelujah.
I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Are you watching this? Follow this quickly.
So the walk of water is a wonder. Is it a wonder?
It's also a sign. Hallelujah. It's also a sign. You cast out a devil or a demon, it's a sign and a wonder.
So who can receive miracles?
Anyone. Anyone. So I say anyone. That includes me. I said that includes me. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, quickly. That includes me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I'm not talking about the future, I'm talking about today. I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about the day after. And just about every other day after.
Praise God. Luke's Gospel 5, are you there?
Look at verse 15. Let's take it together. But as much as the more went there, the fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. Multitudes.
There's no way you can get a multitude that all of them are believing. They are no longer multitudes. They are starting.
Hallelujah. Luke 6. Let's take Luke 6, verse 17. Let's take it together in 18. Let's go. And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and a company of disciples, a great multitude of people out of all Judea, Jerusalem, from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their disease. Verse 18, let's take it together. And they that were vexed on unclean spirits, and they were healed. 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went out virtue, and healed them.
Oh, praise God. It took nothing. It took nothing. Sometimes we believers have too much explanation. Sometimes. 1994, we're having a healing meeting, and this lady had cancer of the breast. So she came and she was, because I was interviewing everybody I was going to pray for. So I got to her, she was speaking in Yoruba, so she told me that, you know, I mean, I'm supposed to minister to you, you are teaching me. She told me,
that this cancer, she knows that God put it on her body to make her humble. Kind of felt, yeah. She said, close your eyes. The apostle went down, ministered to others, and came back. She said, close your eyes, raise your two hands. She did so sharply. She said after me, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this cancer on my body. I ask that you give me more cancer. She opened her eyes. Ah. I said, yeah, you want to be humble. Don't you want to be more humble?
We have too much explanation. Receive healing. You are thinking, how would it come? Whence will it come? To what intent is it coming? Will it stay? Will it keep coming? Will it go? Just receive.
Tell your neighbor, say, just receive.
Praise God.
You must know how to receive. You know, some of us don't even know how to receive. Someone says, do you want something? You say, don't bother. Why not say, yes, I do. Praise God. Should I do it for you? Are you sure it's okay by you? Are you sure it stress you? You know, you have a mentality. Are you sure? I mean, you really want to do it? Just say thank you. Hallelujah. I am a receiver. I am a receiver. Praise God. I have to learn that as a minister of the gospel to receive. I have to learn it myself. I'm thinking, should I? Should I not? No, I should. Praise God. I should. Glory to God. Are you following this? So people that received from Jesus, they were not believers. Those that God healed in the book of Acts were not tongue-talking folks. Look at Acts 8 quickly. Let me just show you one more. Acts 8. You learning something? Sometimes you'll find unbelievers say something like, I know I don't deserve it, but God is kind. They have believers saying, I don't know what believers say. Yeah, well, it is the will of God. Because he thinks he knows the will of God. The unbeliever says, I know God is kind. He's not going to speak in tongues. He's not going to go to church. He said, I know God is kind. I know he's merciful. The believer says, I don't know whether it is his will. Maybe we can talk to him like they told Paul, too much learning, if I underlearn him, is making you mad. Hallelujah. I know how to receive it. I mean, it's very simple. Is it simple enough? Is it simple enough? Glory to God. An unbeliever gives you something. You say, the Gentiles. From the Gentiles. No, it's finished. Hallelujah. It's from the Gentiles. Gentiles. Are you not a Gentile? Hallelujah. Praise God. So Gentiles. I'll get to that someday. Where were we now? Acts 8. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them, verse 5. Verse 6. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which he spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Philip, first of all, worked miracles, and then he preached the gospel. So they first of all received the miracles before they believed in the gospel. Hallelujah. And there was a man by the name Simon the sorcerer who held an entire city spellbound. That is, the whole city called him a man of God. The whole city. Is it possible for someone to hold a whole city spellbound with lies? Yes, it is. Simon the sorcerer held the whole city bound. The whole city. Hallelujah. But we don't say, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that all these
all these Simon the sorcerers that are disturbing your power in this nation. We say, how is that your prayer point? We demonstrate his own power. Hallelujah. All that needed to sack Simon was Philip. We are sacking many Simon the sorcerers in the name of Jesus. There's no point complaining about them. Hallelujah. We walk in the power of God. We live in the power of God. So who can receive? Quickly, let's just see this. We said anybody. So watch this. Look at John 5. Does God send miracles to people by his sovereignty? Luke 4, not John 5. Sovereign will of God. The sovereign, and I heard a preacher say this. And the preacher said, pray to God to send someone to you in his will. And I said, which verse was this man going to quote? He said, Luke 4. Look at Luke 4. And you know, it's very easy to leave the scriptures out of context. When Jesus said in verse 25, I tell you of a truth, Luke chapter 4, many widows are close. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, and unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto Zarephath now, city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And you wonder, God sent him to them, to her. Oh my God. Where will God send a prophet to me? So what he's saying there, if you're not careful, what you'll be reading there is as though God selectively sends miracles to people. Number one, if that was this interpretation, then it is totally in contradiction of everything Jesus did. Am I right? Come on, am I making sense? But that was not what happened. You know, it's very easy to leave that statement out of context. Let's see what Jesus was talking about. The previous verse explains it. He said he was in his hometown. And they said to him in verse 22, is this not Joseph's son? Then he said, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself, whosoever we have heard did done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. Verily I say unto you, watch this, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Look at verse 28. And all they there in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. You see? Look at the Mark 6 example. Jesus was teaching honor. That the reason the widow at Zarephath received miracles was that she was the one who honored the prophet. He was talking about honor. Hallelujah. Anyone you honor is sent to you. Remember when he sent out his disciples, he said, whatever house that you enter and they do not honor you, he said, let your peace return unto you. That's what he said. So he wasn't saying that God specifically sends some people. No. Look at Mark 6. It was in response to what they were saying. Mark 6. Hallelujah. Honor is very vital. Honor. As God sends men all over the world, in our churches, around us, some of them are family, some of them are friends. Mark 6. See this? The Bible says in verse 2-3, they said about Jesus, is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, and the Judah, and Simon, and not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And he said, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, among his own king, in his own house. Let's take verse 5 together. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand on a few sick folk and healed them. Why? The Bible says in verse 6,
He marveled because of what? Their unbelief. This is the same story in Luke 4. So when you put it together, what was Jesus using that Old Testament story to typify? Honor. Jesus was not welcome in his own town, but the woman welcomed the prophet. Same way that the leper, Naaman, honored the prophet. He didn't get healed because he went to see Elisha. He got healed because he honored the prophet. Hallelujah. Honor is faith in action. You need to learn to do that. To honor. Miracles can happen to anybody. At any time. Through anybody. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Miracles can happen to anybody. At any time. To anybody. Hallelujah. I know how to receive. And enjoy the blessings of God. There are no qualifications to enjoy the blessings of God. So never let your mind be filled with, do I know enough? Have I believed and have I prayed enough? That's not why you enjoy the power of God. Amen. The only qualification to be healed is to be sick. The only qualification to be blessed materially is not to have. Just like the only qualification for salvation is to be a sinner. Hallelujah. When I don't have, then I qualify. I qualify for His provision. When I am sick, then I qualify to be healed. Are you hearing this? I receive miracles. I see signs and wonders. And the power of God. I don't just minister power. I receive from power. I don't just preach miracles. I see miracles. In my body I see miracles. In my home I see miracles. In my ministry I see miracles. In my work I see miracles. In my career I see miracles. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is around me. The power of God is all over me. The power of God is all over me. The power of God is all over me. The power of God is in me. The power of God is all over 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 me. I see His power every day. I see His hand every day. The power of God is all over me. Signs, wonders, diverse miracles. Signs, wonders, diverse miracles. I have a life filled with miracles. I have a life filled with miracles. I have a life filled with miracles. I have a home filled with miracles. I have a ministry filled with miracles. I have a business filled with miracles. I have a career filled with miracles. In the name of Jesus. My mind is miracle filled. I am conscious of the power of God. Listen carefully. Sin consciousness makes you unqualified. Praise God. I receive of the power of God. In the name of Jesus. You know, in the morning we were talking about being established in righteousness. That the root of all fear is when you begin to think you've done something wrong. And He says, in my righteousness you shall be established. Hallelujah. Remember that? And you are far from terror. You shall not fear. Praise God. He said, whoever is the waster and the destroyer, they will fall for your sake. Remember that. He said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word spoken, written, said, whispered, they rise against me in judgment. I condemn properly. This is my inheritance. His righteousness is mine. Hallelujah. So He said, if you don't have, come and buy without money. Remember, I read that in the morning. Come and buy without money. Praise God. I qualify for his blessings of protection,
preservation, provision, healing, and direction. This week and every other week, I walk in the power of God. Lift your hands and just worship him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.